Hello, class. It's study time again in Believers Academy. I'm George Pearson, senior pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. We're excited to share more of the best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. This lesson by Gloria Copeland and me is called Freedom from Financial Fear. Now, fear has crippled more people in more areas than anything else. It's the devil's greatest weapon. Yet, in Christ, you can be free from fear, especially the fear of lack. Now look under the video and you'll see my notes on all 50 lessons. These are study aids as well, and they're designed to help you study God's plan for your prosperity. Now remember, you can pause the teaching at any time, look up scripture, make notes, even rewind. Now, if you're ready, let's start walking in a new realm of freedom from financial fear. Day two of our another 10 days of prosperity, we're talking about freedom from financial fear. And let's look at Psalm 34. And as we're turning to Psalm 34, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. You know, there are images all around us about financial failure and the stock market and all of that kind of thing. And there are people right now that are dealing with the same kind of situation we just read with this testimony. Debt has piled up. Collectors are calling, and that's awful.
I remember how bad it was. And you can't do anything, we couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
In the natural.
And the temptation, I imagine, was to walk in fear. What are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this?
Actually, they couldn't take anything away from us
because
we didn't have anything. So that wasn't a fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But you know, the word of the Lord came to us for this year. Everything is going to
everything
be all right.
Everything is going to be all right.
What we have to do, Gloria, is take a stand.
That's
we have
right.
to make an aggressive stand that we refuse to fear where finances are concerned, that God is going to supply that need. And there were two words from the Lord. You have them in your notes there, number 4 and 5. These two words from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave, one from the Southwest Believers Convention from August of 2010. The Lord said this, "Everything is going to be all right in the household of faith."
Yay.
Don't feed and feed fear and trouble into your life and into your mouth. No.
No.
Feed, yeah, no. Quit living in that house. Get back over here into the household of faith.
That's right.
Feed on my word and not on the bread of sorrow. Feed on my word, everything is going to be all right.
I receive that.
Amen.
I keep it.
This next one from Prayer Mountain meeting, with Sister Billy, Brother Copeland, the Lord said this through him, "Have no fear of this world. I have overcome it, saith the Lord. I left it nothing, absolutely nothing that faith won't overcome. I left it no power. I left it no strength. It has no thing over you."
Praise God.
There
you have it.
We are free from fear. Gloria, we don't have to fear anymore.
That's
as
right.
to whether or not the need will be supplied
exactly
or the prosperity
right.
will come. There is no reason for you to fear. And that's what
that's
we're talking
right.
about today.
You know, the
being
Bible
free.
Doesn't say you will be translated out of the kingdom of darkness. It says you are. We've been translated out.
Yeah.
When we got born again, we went from one kingdom
that's
to the
right.
next. We walk in the kingdom of light.
That's
the
right.
The kingdom of blessing. The kingdom of plenty, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're not in that dark place anymore.
And what is the darkness? Darkness is fear. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going to end up. People are afraid, and we need to, when you preach the word, fear gets flushed out.
That's right.
And we have no reason to fear. Again, as I've watched the two of you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, over these many years, and watched the two of you stand in faith when there was opportunity to walk in fear, you just refused. You absolutely refused. So we have to develop what I call a zero tolerance.
That's right.
Where fear is concerned. No fear here.
No fear.
Say it.
No fear here.
Point at yourself.
No fear here. Always knowing that you cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. There's no way.
That's right.
You'll be
That's
in
right.
fear. If you're not in faith, you'll be in fear. And so you need to get over on the Word of God, put the Word in your mouth. When Ken and I began to learn this, we were in debt. He didn't even have a regular job. We owed money. I mean, I sometimes say I think he borrowed money on his tricycle. When I married him, I married him in his notes. They were there. And I was so young and inexperienced. I never said, Ken, do you owe any money? No. I just said, I do. And we got married. Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
So, but you know what? Right away, we began to learn. We got born again. And then after some months, we began to learn to walk in faith.
Yeah.
In the Word of God.
Yep.
And that changed everything.
It changes everything.
We got out of debt, and we have been debt-free.
Praise God.
To God be the glory.
And what an example. What an example. Here, let's look at this scripture. Psalm 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Yes.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Magnify
and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears.
Praise God. What a scripture.
There is no
fear of failure.
No fear. No fear of failure.
No fear of lack.
Yep. No fear of failure. No fear of lack. No fear in our lives.
No fear of loss.
When we're over in the household of faith, there's no fear in the household
That's
of faith.
Right.
And I wrote some notes down here. Take a look at this, Gloria, on your notes. On that section B, I did a little, a mini study on faith and fear. And listen to this. Faith and fear are both expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Faith expects the best.
Yeah.
Fear expects what?
The worst.
The worst. So fear expects the bills not to be paid. On the other hand, faith expects those debts are wiped out.
That's
those
right.
bills are paid in Jesus' name. Now, faith and fear, I wrote this down here, they're both magnets.
Mm-hmm.
They attract.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a magnet that draws provision to us. When you're walking in faith, you are drawing like a magnet the provision that you need to you.
That's right.
As opposed to fear, which is a magnet that draws lack. And I was looking at this scripture. We can just read it here. Psalm 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare. So it draws that.
Fear brings a snare.
A snare.
A trap.
A trap. And Job 3:25, Job said, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. And so the Hebrew of that says, I fear to fear, I fear to fear, and
oh,
it came
man,
on me.
Isn't that strong?
And so that's the difference between faith and fear.
I fear to fear, and it came on me.
I fear to fear, and it
I'm
came on
gonna
me.
I'm not going to fear of fear.
Not a thing.
In Jesus' name.
Not one thing.
Glory.
Now here, look at this, the contrast between faith and fear. In Hebrews 10:17, faith for, and this is my translation of it, but faith for finances comes by mm-hmm. hearing the Word of God about prosperity.
That's right.
And fear of lack comes by hearing the lies of the devil about poverty.
That's right.
So we have to stay in a place of faith and not in fear. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of prosperity hoped for, the evidence of prosperity not seen. Fear is the substance of poverty dreaded and the evidence of poverty not seen.
Mm.
We just need to stay in faith. 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes lack, even our faith. This is the defeat that overcomes us, even our fear.
That's the truth.
So, Gloria, if we have a choice between faith and fear, what are we going to choose?
I'm going to choose faith.
Me too.
But you know, it's not just a mental decision.
Right.
Faith doesn't come. It takes mental participation.
Right.
But faith is a spiritual force that comes from putting your eyes and your ears
on the Word.
On the Word of God. It goes in your Word of God goes in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
it goes in your ears, and it gets down in your heart.
Yep.
And if you receive it and hold to it, it manifests faith. And then you bring out that result with your mouth when you say it.
It's good.
That's the same
That's
way
good.
You
That's...
manifest fear and you manifest bad things. That's the same way. The same way you manifest the blessing is the same way you manifest the curse.
Mm-hmm.
The Word goes in your eyes, in your ears, it gets in your heart. And then you say it out your mouth. You take it. Same thing happens in the negative. The word of unbelief, the word of
yep.
the news, the current news, the word of what's happening in the world. The word comes in your eyes and your ears, and it gets down in you, and then you begin to fear. And what are you doing? What are you doing when you fear? You're taking it. So you just have to get on with keeping the Word of God in front of your eyes. And it's not something you do for a month, 6 months, a year. It's something you continually do. I feed on the Word every day.
Why?
Because I live by the Word of God.
Every day.
I have life by that Word. I have healing. I have prosperity by that Word. And that I won't have faith if I don't have the Word.
That's right. That's right.
So but on the other hand, if I have the Word, if I keep the Word in my eyes, keep the Word in my ears, let it get down in my heart, bring it back out my mouth and say, this is mine. I have it. I believe I receive it. I take it.
You just perfectly summarized all of this in about 2 minutes.
Amen.
Standing ovation. That was really good. That is how you do it, isn't it?
That's exactly
how you do it.
Now, we've been doing that for almost 50 years. That's a long time. We've received supernaturally for all these years. And we've had big payrolls. We've had big radio television bills. What was the television bill when you were head of the...
Oh, it was $2
million. $2 million a month. $2 million. Think about getting a bill every month for $2 million.
Oh, boy.
You better have faith. But I'm telling you, faith was enough. And is enough. To do whatever God tells you.
And you and Kenneth made a decision about not borrowing money in 1967, and that decision has held.
When we were broke, buddy.
What a decision to make when you don't have anything.
You know, the thing I wanted and so badly was a nice house. Oh, I wanted a nice house. And of course, Ken, he's into airplanes. He wanted an airplane. So it looked like in the natural, you know, no, we didn't know anybody that exactly done this before. And we were just following the Word because it said, stay out of debt. We said, okay, we'll stay out of debt. But we'd never experienced debt-free living before. And we didn't know anybody that had experienced it just like that. But
that
you know, whether
was
it was for groceries
that
when we first started out, it was groceries. Ken was a 30-year-old freshman at ORU. And we had just a certain amount of little money for groceries. I would usually have $20 to buy groceries, and that's it. We closed our checking account because we couldn't afford a $2 charge for a return check. Think about how long ago that's been. And so I'd go to the grocery store, and I'd have just this amount of money in my pocket, you know, to pay for these groceries. I believe God I could get out of that store with these groceries. That's where we started. That's not where we finish. Glory to God.
Praise
I can
God.
Go to the grocery store 7 days a week and buy anything I want and pay cash for it without a struggle.
Praise God.
Why is that? The Word
of God. The Word of God
has made the difference in our lives.
It has made the difference.
God's no respecter of persons. If you'll get on it, if you'll get on the Word of God, you can get out of debt and stay there. And you can live in plenty and you can live in blessing. Of course, in that, you'll have to let God in on your money, become a tither, become a sower. You know, that's just part of your receiving. But it works.
We have to make a decision. I refuse to fear.
That's right.
I refuse to fear.
That's right.
I remember now, I'll share this with you very quickly. I remember when Lindsay, during that Christmas day, spinal meningitis attacked her body. This is Kelly's daughter. And we had just had Christmas Eve with them the night before, and we got a call the next morning that they were taking her to the hospital. So Terry and I, we get in the car, we go to the hospital, and we were back there in the examination room with Kelly and Lindsay, and the doctors did not have a very good look on their face. It was serious. And there was a serious strain of spinal meningitis throughout the Fort Worth area at that time in children, and they were dying. And so you could see... You could really see the pressure on Kelly. And Kelly walked out of that examination room, and Terry and I followed her, and Kelly stood against the wall, and Terry walked up to her and looked at her, and she said, Kelly, what is it? And Kelly looked down, and then she looked up, and she said, I refuse to fear.
Amen.
And Gloria, at that moment, that whole situation turned.
That's right.
And Lindsay is alive and well today.
Yes, amen.
That was a fight of faith that we had. But that phrase that Kelly used has never left me. I refuse to fear.
In other words, you stay in faith.
That's right.
And you refuse to get in unbelief, and you refuse to get in fear.
That's right.
You choose. You choose it.
You choose it, yeah.
Glory to God.
And so we have to do that. You have to do that where your finances are concerned. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear over finances. I'm staying in faith. He's delivered me from all of my fear. And in these last few moments of the broadcast, on your notes here, on this section C, let's give them, I wrote down five scriptures.
Okay.
And you can print these out and confess them, but these are five scriptures that I went to. You know, you're talking about putting the Word on the inside. And I took these five scriptures, and this is what I do, Gloria. I make confessions out of them, and I speak them by faith. 2 Timothy 1:7, I've not been given the spirit of fear over my finances, but of power and love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So I speak that. You speak that. I've not been given a spirit of fear over finances. I have this one here in Isaiah 41:10. God said, fear not, for He is with me. I am not dismayed over my financial condition. He is my God, my provider, and my supplier. Everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
So you have to do that. I know you've done it. Kenneth has done it. We've gone to the Word.
That's right.
We've searched the Word. We've researched the Word. And we found scriptures like this. I like this one, Psalm 27:3. And this is the way I wrote it.
I like that, George.
Though a host of bills should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
That's awesome.
And you know, we smile when we talk about this, but you know why we smile? Because we've done it.
That's
and
right.
We've seen it over and over and over again, the faithfulness of God. The 112th Psalm, verse 7, I shall not be afraid of economic conditions.
That's
my
right.
heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. My heart is established. I shall not be afraid. I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
And then James 4:7, I resist the fear of lack, and the fear of lack must flee.
Praise God.
Now that's the scripture where it talks about I resist the devil, and the devil must flee. Well, I changed that and made that I resist the fear of lack, and the fear of lack must flee from us.
Amen.
And then I wrote down here a confession of faith. You listen to this, and then you print this out, and you confess this. But listen to this. And let's do this, Gloria, in this remaining moment. I'll say it, and then you repeat it, okay? And then you repeat it when she does. I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
I am not moved by what I see.
I am not moved by what I see.
I am not fearful over my financial future.
I am not fearful over my financial future.
God is my source of provision.
God is my source of provision.
He provides cars to drive.
He provides cars to drive.
Food to eat.
Food to eat.
Clothes to wear.
Clothes to wear.
Places to live.
Places to live.
And everything else I need.
And everything else I need.
In liberal supply.
In liberal supply.
I am not subject to the times.
I'm not subject to the times.
I live in the household of faith.
I live in the household of faith.
I live in the house. I am not in the dungeon of fear.
I'm not in the dungeon of fear.
My household is thriving.
My household is thriving.
And not just surviving. Praise God.
My household is flourishing. My household is flourishing.
And not failing. Every bill is paid.
Every bill is paid.
Every need is met.
Every need is met.
Every debt is wiped out.
Every debt is wiped out.
I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
And not by fear. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now that's the way you do it.
That's the way you do it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's the way you do it.
You know, I like that commercial where the guy goes up to the, who is the guy that's such a good fiddler?
Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels. Says that's the way
that's
you do
the way you, oh, glory,
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Glory to
that's
God.
The
that's
way
the
you
way
do
you
it.
Do it.
That concludes our seventh lesson. What a powerful comparison between faith and fear. Don't you sense a release right now from the financial fears that have kept you back? There are three more great lessons ahead of us. Now, the next lesson is called The Hundredfold Return. I first learned about the 100-fold return from Gloria Copeland years ago, and this lesson is based on the original revelation that God gave her. Until next time, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.